Keshavut of everybody. So the beginning of Parashas Korach, we encounter what, by all accounts, is a transparently mendacious, absurd and infuriating series of encounters that Moshe and Aaron have with the instigators of this machlokes, ki chol hayda kulam kidoshim uvisocham Hashem, umadua tisnasu al kahal Hashem, as if, you know, Korach had some lifelong record of, you know, absolute equity, as it would be called today, without protesting when he was appointed as a Levi, and he was mibnei kahas, ki avodas hakodesh aleihem. It says Moshe Rabbeinu reveals, uvikashtem gam kahuna, right? It's just that it's not enough. But, it's not that Korach is just principled, socialist or something like that, you know, where there can't be any distinctions. And Moshe Rabbeinu is deeply, deeply, deeply aware of this. It's a very difficult thing to deal with because the language that Korach, Madua tisnasu al ka'al Hashem, and later dasan v'aviram ha'ma'at ki halisanu me'eret zavas chalav u'dvash l'misenu b'midbar ki tistarer l'arlenu gam histarer, the tzad ha'shavash of him, of course, being accusing Moshe and Aaron of seizing power, of course, dasan v'aviram, of course, insulting God in the most defamatory way possible, referring to Mitzrayim as the eretz zavas chalav u'dvash. It's a lot to take. And yet, one of the most critical lessons of the first Aliyah is that Moshe does not respond in kind. Vayishlach Moshe likro l'dasan v'laviram. Rashi quotes, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, kol machzik b'machlokes over b'lav. Moshe, made repeated efforts to try to reach an understanding, to try to get dasan and aviram, right, not to be swallowed by the ground, which is eventually what happened. Al tefen al min chasam. You could see how deeply, hurtful this was. But to try to, happened with Owen ben Peles, thanks to his wife, but also thanks to the fact that Moshe had the wisdom to not push the point then. The idea of trying to be docha to the next day, hearkening back to Aaron at the Egel Azav, Chag LaShem Machar, but trying to de-escalate and to avoid confrontation, that's all to Moshe's credit. Perhaps an even greater credit is due Aaron. The Ramban notes, that the Pasuk says, Vayikalu al Moshe v'al Aaron, Vayamru alehem rav lachem, plural, ki cholei da kulam kedoshim, and that in essence this really was, and this is Targum Unklus as well, Vikashtim gam kahuna, Targum Unklus says, Kahanta rabba, that it was really about the Kohen Gadol. It was an even more direct attack on Aaron than it was on Moshe, and yet the only one who responds is Moshe, Vayishma Moshe, Vayipol al panav. And the Ramban, so astutely, but characteristically notes, Aaron, ban v'sanuso uvimusaro, in his deep personal piety, tumecha v'urecha l'ish chasidecha. We can't lose sight of Aaron, who he was, just as a person, his personal piety, was Yoshev Domeim, that he didn't respond at all. Ki'ilu, the Ramban says, Moda b'malas Korach, that he said, maybe Korach really is a better choice than me, but I'm just Mekayim Gzeras Hamelach here, B'tzivoy Moshe Rabbeinu, that, I'm doing it because Moshe told me to. If they tell me that I get the pink slip today, tomorrow, or the day after, I'll hand over the keys and I'll go quietly. So just as we see with Moshe, kol machzik b'machlokes over b'lav, v'yishlach Moshe likro dasan b'lav yiram, but we see with Aaron an even greater extent, not to be provoked, not to respond, even in the face of the most hurtful and hypocritical assaults on one's character, right, issued by people who are nowhere near the mechitza of Moshe and Aaron. And in truth, it really would be appropriate for Moshe and Aaron to be, spiritually, in positions of leadership over these people. But their response betrays none of that. And not just as an act, not just, as Ezu Gibor HaKovesh Yisitzor, that they to restrain themselves, but out of a deep, deep anivus. Aaron in his own way, right? He didn't feel the need to respond, but because they deeply believed that they were there only for one reason. You know, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, way back in Parashas Va'era, Vayitzaveim al b'nei Yisrael v'al paro melech Mitzrayim l'tzias b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Yisrayim, because Hashem told them to be there, and that was the end of the story. And the moment that Hashem would say that, you know, you have to exit stage right, so you have to exit, you know, stage right. And Raya L'davar is, of course, Hor HaHar. And, you know, when it says up to, you know, about Aaron, you know, that he has to go up to Hor HaHar, V'achar Yisef Elamav, and so he goes, and he dies. And when it's Moshe's time, V'yam Moshem Moshe Rever Hashem, Beretz Moav Al Pi Hashem, that even his Misa was Al Pi Hashem. He died as an act of an Eved Hashem, following the Ritzon Hashem. They weren't there for themselves. So since they actually believed in the idea of service, unlike Korach, they didn't feel the need to respond personally, but they said, look, Boker V'yodah Hashem Esa Shurlo, V'esa Kadosh V'ikri V'lav, if Hashem doesn't want us, so then, you know, Matovu Manoim, let's get out of the way as quickly as possible. This is the, you know, sort of the paradigm of how leadership of Klal Yisrael has to respond when subjected, as happens, unfortunately, B'chol Dor V'Dor, to, you know, all kinds of the most ad hominem, you know, kinds of attacks, to respond with the dignity of those who are Misharsav HaKerovim Elov.